Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
513 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. Okay, want to talk football?
Indeed.
Okay. Alabama FSU this weekend.
Tickets Man, here. I can't wait.
Tickets here.
Yeah, yeah.
You win the tickets. It's very simple. The contest is going all week long here. And what you do is you go to our app, and that's why they call it Tap the App. News Radio Pensacola is the address you need to go to, and it has to be that way. News Radio Pensacola.
Yeah, that's the name of the app. If you type something else into your app store, it won't come up.
He's got to happen for you. And we already, by the way, the contest runs from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's when you can enter your name.
Exactly right.
We announce the winner every afternoon at 5:15, which is coming up in just about 2 minutes.
And we're going to tell you who the winner is. But first, let's go ahead and dive into the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, downtown parking just got a little bit cheaper this fall. The city's going to roll out a new parking permit system that offers a 50% discount for residents and a $10 monthly pass for seniors, which allows them to park in any city-owned space. Mayor Reeves says the program is a way to make parking more affordable for locals. The city confirmed a program launch on October 1 for both the resident discount and the senior permits.
Number two.
And following incidents of alleged inappropriate activity involving Central School student athletes, Santa Rosa IT specialist Keith Elliott now faces termination. He's accused of attending multiple girls' volleyball practices in the school's gymnasium after he had previously been reprimanded and placed on probation for having unacceptable communication with the players.
Number three.
Well, the National Hurricane Center is tracking three tropical waves in the Atlantic Basin, including one in the Caribbean. NAC forecasters confirming there is a low chance for tropical development near the U.S. coast or in the Gulf over the Labor Day weekend. Just remember, the busiest period of hurricane season will last through mid-October, with the peak arriving September 10th. And tell me about the tickets.
Yes, with it just being about 5:15 here. We'll go ahead and announce the winner. It is, drum roll, please. Yeah, yeah. Brian Sanderson.
Woo!
Brian Sanderson.
There you go, Brian.
Congratulations, sir. You are the Wednesday winner of the pair of tickets to Alabama, Florida State. And I will get in touch with you. You gave us your phone number, gave us your email information. I'll get in touch with you shortly, and we will have those tickets for you by the weekend.
So tomorrow, 5 a.m., you can start going through this process again.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll hear Austin tomorrow afternoon, 5:15, announcing the winner. But you got to register. News Radio Pensacola. That is your address over there, so make sure you do that. Hey, before we drop in here, I just wanted to remind folks, this Labor Day holiday weekend, AAA is activating that Tow2Go program. Mm. It's they're going to activate it Friday afternoon around 6, goes through Tuesday morning around 6, Tuesday morning. The program provides free confidential rides for impaired drivers and their vehicles within a 10-mile radius. AAA officials say Tow2Go should only be used as a last resort when no other safe transportation options are available. So there you go. What's the weather and traffic doing?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you
by... around to that.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, you can get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code RADIO for an extra 5% off. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Don't have too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups on Davis Highway right as you're fixing to merge with Scenic. This is going to be right in front of UWF's main entrance. That's just a tricky light as you're trying to head over the water into Pace, so be on the lookout for that. Also have some issues on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road, and we've got a wave of backups if you are traveling on I-10 eastbound just coming over Escambia Bay heading towards Avalon Boulevard. Do have some backups in that area as well, but no confirmation of an accident. As for your weather, only 86 degrees right now. That's not too bad. Low of 71. Tomorrow going to be sunny, mostly clear. High of 91, low of 73, and we're going to see those highs drop as we get into Friday and your weekend. That's because of some rainfall chances coming in.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
All right, 517 News Radio 92.3. City wants FDOT to handle the job of removing the Black Lives Matter mural on A Street, period. Mayor Reeves said the city lacks the staff to meet the September 4th deadline on its own, especially given the mural's location near a state road. Time's an issue. Here's Mayor Reeves.
well, FTOT has more equipment and more employees at the ready than we do. And so I wouldn't assume that. And that's why we don't mention it's not cost. We've said we will take the cost. It's on a city street. That's not an issue. But my conversation on Sunday with FDOT was, look, you know, if this is going to happen in 8 days and we've got to, you know, we're not Tampa, we're not Orlando in terms of the size of our public work staff.
All right. And also in your local headlines here, the VO scooters in downtown Pensacola will be going away in just a few months. The city plans to end their contract in the pilot program that's had scooters cruising the city for the last few years now. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says before the city decided to end the program, the company had requested that the city allow users to operate until 2 a.m., letting the people drive the scooters on the sidewalk on Palafox. Reeves says the program might not be going away if the company had spent more time talking with residents about safety.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Republicans in the White House and Congress are facing some divide over H-1B visas for foreign workers, with some arguing that these visas are taking opportunities away from American workers. Well, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, well, the system has allowed companies to play what they call game the system. Here's an explanation.
You have some of these companies that are laying off large numbers of Americans while they're also getting new H-1Bs and renewing H-1Bs.
All right, and Rick Scott wants to see how California is spending its FEMA money. Senator Scott announced yesterday he sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. In the letter, Scott requests transparency on funding allocated to California over the past decade, saying that while California has received ample federal funds for wildfire management, repression, and response, these funds do not appear to have been used wisely or appropriately.
FDOT cracking down on decorated crosswalks. This one's out of the pattern, something new. Yeah, it's a little different. I'll explain, or I'll let Kelsey Carnes explain. She's down at the Daytona Speedway this afternoon, filing this report on News Radio 92.3.
The yellow, black, and white could be a thing of the past, and it's all a part of this statewide effort to crack down on the street art. But this is a really big part of the Daytona International Speedway. Now, FDOT has flagged hundreds of locations across the state with all kinds of street art. Now, we first started telling you about the crosswalks being painted over last week when FDOT painted over that rainbow crosswalk near the Pulse nightclub site in Orlando. Speedway officials did confirm that FDOT will be painting over the crosswalk.
All righty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some national headlines for you and another quick check of the roads and weather before we send you off into the bottom of our Fox News update right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Judge not that ye be not judged. Consider with me what that really means. That phrase is not a command against making judgments, but in contrast, Matthew 7, 1 through 6 is a command to judge properly. It's so easy to find fault in others, but the first rule of proper judgment is to consider and address your own faults. The second rule is to be sure that your judgments are clear and not clouded by a self-serving carnal agenda. Thirdly, don't waste your judgments on people who won't value them. For example, if you have a very valuable pearl necklace and you cast it into a pig pen, that would be foolish because the pigs don't understand the worth of the pearls. In the same way, you should be cautious with where you cast your valuable Bible-based judgments. So judge wisely.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join the Red Flamingo Foundation Thursday night from 6 till 10 at Hub Stacy's downtown for live music, great food, and community as they raise awareness for mental health. Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10, join the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center for Shark School. Learn about the vital role in keeping our Gulf healthy. For info and to pre-purchase $15 tickets, see NavarreBeachSeaTurtles.org. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, federal whistleblower says the Social Security data for hundreds of millions of Americans could currently be at risk. Grinnell Scott is on News Radio 92.3.
Charles Borges, who was the chief data officer at the Social Security Administration, said the data was uploaded by officials with the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. He warns if that data is released accidentally or criminally, health diagnoses, income data, and other private information could be accessible. The SSA argues that sensitive data is protected in storage guarded from internet access. Borges says he told his bosses he felt the DOGE upload happened because of an abuse of authority threatening public health and safety. House and Senate oversight leaders have been made aware of the complaint. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
525, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up today. Not a bad day on the market. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks finishing higher with the S&P 500 notching its 19th record close of the year as investors eagerly await chipmaker NVIDIA's earnings report after today's closing bell. The world's most valuable company's results will be a test for the AI-driven bull market that has pushed stocks higher this year. NVIDIA shares finished slightly lower today. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer. The Dow winners, Salesforce, Microsoft, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Honeywell, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 147 points, the Nasdaq higher by 46, S&P 500 up 15. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Thanks for having us on this afternoon. We do appreciate it. This is News Radio 92.3. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Still got some backups. If you are traveling eastbound on Davis Highway, right as it's about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance, do have some backups there because of that light being rather tricky this time every afternoon. Also got some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And those are just the spots in Pensacola. Outside of that, we also got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, and a little bit still on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Herbert Field. As for your weather, 86 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, similar temperature-wise to what we had today. But come Friday and heading into Saturday, we're going to see the highs drop. On Saturday, going to be as low as 85 degrees, and that's because of some rainfall chances coming in.
527, News Radio 92.3, Health and Human Services Department has issued a warning to 40 states stating that they may lose federal funding over gender ideology. Dan Springer has the latest from Seattle.
Sex education classes across the U.S. might be in store for some major changes. Today, the Trump administration is warning 40 states and six territories that they will lose their federal sex education funding in 60 days unless they remove all lessons on gender ideology. Federal law says sex ed curriculums, which are supposed to be aimed at reducing teen pregnancies and the spread of sexually transmitted diseases, must be medically accurate and age appropriate. The Administration for Children and Families, a division of Health and Human Services, found numerous examples of what it calls indoctrination. In Washington State, kindergartners are given a gender jamboree lesson. The objective is to have kids identify their own gender and name at least three gender identities.
And the U.S. is slapping 50% tariffs on Indian imports as punishment for buying Russian oil. Wanted to give you more info on this. The tax on imports from India went into effect today. The U.S. and India have yet to reach a trade agreement, and President Trump has been insisting that India stop buying Russian oil while negotiations are underway to end the war in Ukraine.
All right, Cracker Barrel scrapping its new logo after intense backlash from customers and investors. President Trump even weighing in on that decision to bring back that old design. Peter Ducey's at the White House this afternoon with more.
So here's the West Wing angle about Cracker Barrel coming overnight from the Deputy Chief of Staff, Taylor Budowich. He says, I appreciated the call earlier this evening with Cracker Barrel. They thanked President Trump for weighing in on the issue of the iconic original logo. They wanted the president to know that they heard him, along with customer response, the ultimate pull. The president himself says, congratulations, Cracker Barrel, on changing your logo back to what it was. All of your fans very much appreciate it. Good luck into the future. Make lots of money, and most importantly, make your customers happy again. Investors seem to like it. After hours, the stock, Cracker Barrel stock, was up 7%.
And Iowa State Democrats picking up a big victory after flipping a Republican seat in a special election to break the GOP's supermajority in the Senate. Unofficial results show that Caitlin Dre defeated Republican Christopher Prosh. Dre won the Sioux City District 55% to 44%. She said her election win highlights Iowans' desire for change in political leadership. Democrats in the Iowa State Senate now hold 17 seats. That breaks up the Republicans' two-thirds supermajority.
All right, a lot of information coming out of Washington. New numbers showing how Americans feel about President Trump's handling of crime. Peter Ducey's back and has a report from the White House.
The AP has a brand new poll. 81% of adults think that crime is a major problem in this country. And the president's approval rating on crime right now is 53%. That is higher than most other issues. That is higher than his overall approval rating. And so what he's trying to do now is basically turn residents of Chicago against the Chicago mayor and the Illinois governor. He is dangling a solution, National Guard troops, to this problem of dangerous crime. The president posted this. He said, a really deadly weekend in Chicago. 6 dead, 27 hurt, and crime sprees all over the city. Panic-stricken Governor Pritzker says the crime is under control, when in fact it is just the opposite.
Okay, terror strikes a Catholic school filled with children in Minneapolis earlier this morning. Boy, I'm getting tired of some of these stories. Here's Jeff Manasso.
There are no words that can capture the horror and the evil of this unspeakable act.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, two school children are dead, 17 hurt, some critically, after a person armed with three weapons opened fire from outside church windows onto a morning mass at Annunciation Catholic School and church.
The coward who fired these shots ultimately took his own life in the rear of the church.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara of the area closed to the public. Local state police and federal agencies on scene as the investigation begins into that now dead suspect, with a search of multiple locations underway. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, thanks for having us on. We appreciate it. This is News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. The FBI investigating a mass shooting at a Catholic church and school in Minneapolis as a potential hate crime. Two children are dead, 17 people injured, mostly kids, after gunfire while they attended mass.
But we really didn't know what to do. We just got into the pews and he shot through the stained glass windows.
The shooter, armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol, ultimately took his own life. Fox's Jonathan Hunt.
Police say the suspect, 23-year-old Robin Westman, fired dozens of rounds from the three weapons. Investigators say they're looking at an apparent manifesto left by Westman.
The gunman legally changed his name from Robert to Robin. Investigators have not given a motive for the mass shooting, but add the killer did not have an extensive criminal history. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Even after losing Heisman Trophy runner-up Bastian Gentry to the NFL, I still expect the Boise State Broncos to make the college football playoff this season. Spencer Danielson is a young, up-and-coming head coach. Maddox Madsen seems ready for more to be put in his plate this season as QB1. Cage Casey could be a first-round pick anchoring the Broncos' offensive line. And Jaden Virgin Morgan is one of the most underrated players in the country and last year registered 10 sacks and 16 tackles for loss. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Up to $100 in bonus rewards available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
In a world parched for excitement, Twisted Tea's your refreshing thrill ride of flavor. The hard iced tea that's smooth, made with real brewed tea and 5% alcohol. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
And then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The weather's turned and all the lights are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, downtown parking just got a lot cheaper. This fall, the city will roll out a new parking permit system that offers a 50% discount for residents and a $10 monthly pass for seniors, which allows them to park in any city-owned space. Mayor Reeves says the program is a way to make parking more affordable for locals. The city confirmed a program launch on October 1st for both the resident discount and the senior permits.
Number two.
Following incidents of alleged inappropriate activity involving Central School student athletes, Santa Rosa IT specialist Keith Elliott now faces termination. He's accused of attending multiple girls' volleyball practices in the school's gymnasium after he had been previously reprimanded and placed on probation for having unacceptable communications with those players.
Number three.
And the National Hurricane Center is tracking three tropical waves in the Atlantic Basin, including one in the Caribbean. NHC forecasters confirm there is a low chance for tropical development near the U.S. coast or in the Gulf over the Labor Day weekend. Remember, though, the busiest period of hurricane season will last through mid-October, October, with the peak arriving September 10th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
NCUA. PWA's Board of Directors approving a 3% rate increase on Tuesday. Executive Director Bruce Woody.
We are a public entity, so we don't have a profit motive. We don't sell stocks and pay dividends and those sorts of things. Our goal is to provide efficient service at the lowest cost we can. However, as costs go up for us, cost of chemicals, cost of benefits for employees and things like that, we do have to adjust rates periodically.
Okay, Woody says for a typical user, the increase translates into just under $3 per month.
And the Milton Fathers had held an Uber driver at gunpoint last year, found not guilty by a jury yesterday. 54-year-old Dr. Sean Hollenbeck was acquitted on false imprisonment and aggravated assault with a weapon charges. Hollenbeck reportedly held an Uber driver at gunpoint after his daughter was dropped off at home, but he had previously thought she was missing. Defense attorneys argued that he was making a citizen's arrest during the incident, but that was rejected by the judge. Hollenbeck says the acquittal isn't the end. He's now seeking an apology from law enforcement for being arrested.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Just call them the Comeback Kids.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Tie game, last of the night. 2-0 to Nimmo. And Brandon slashes it, beats him, and the Mets win the ball game. Four straight hits against the run in the bottom of the ninth.
The New York Mets over the Phillies 6-5 on SNY after the Mets blew a 5-2 lead. The Amazons lead the Reds by 3.5 games for the final wild card spot in the National League. The Mets have won 9 straight games at home against their rivals from the city of brotherly love. Speaking of the Reds, they fall to Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers 6-3 at Chavez Ravine. Kershaw ends the month of August with a record of 5-0. New York's other team, the Yankees, they were 5-1 winners over the Washington Nationals. Giancarlo Stanton put on a show, flexing his muscles. He just missed a grand slam, so he settled for a 3-run double. Then he launched a 2-run homer to account for all 5 New York runs. Meanwhile, the Red Sox cruised over the Orioles 5-0. The Brewers, with the best record in baseball, well, very good reason for that. They scored their 10th walk-off win of the season, 9-8 over the Diamondbacks. Isaac Collins with a game-winning sac fly for the Brew Crew. The AL-leading Tigers, they fall in 10 innings to the lowly Athletics, 7-6. Other winners, Braves, Guardians, Twins, Royals, Pirates, Rangers, Rockies, Padres, and Giants. Coco Gauff survived at the U.S. Open, but she struggled again with her serve. 10 more double faults for Coco. From the WNBA, Alyssa Thomas led the Phoenix Mercury over the Sparks 92-84. Her single-season record, 7th triple-double of the season. She broke the record previously held by, you guessed it, Alyssa Thomas. Meanwhile, the Fever beat the Storm. And you can download the Fox Sports Podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Now, I want to elaborate further on this because last hour we touched on it, and I said it's controversial, but I didn't really go into details as to why. The upcoming changes to the SEC football schedule is forcing someone to cancel future matchups. The SEC recently made headlines for adding a 9th conference game to their schedule, and now here comes Alabama and West Virginia canceling their home-and-home series that had been scheduled for 2026 and 2027. Alabama will now play East Carolina, South Florida, and Florida State in 2026. West Virginia plays Coastal Carolina, UT Martin, and Virginia in 2026. Now, this was a mutual cancellation, but here's the reasoning, and this is why people hate it. Alabama cited the 9-game conference change. They cited that as why they're making changes to their out-of-conference scheduling, a.k.a. making it weaker. But also West Virginia said, oh, well, we're making changes too, kind of following in the footsteps of other playoff contenders. So they're saying we want an easier ride if we're ever going to be good enough for a playoff spot. College football fans hate that, and for obvious reasons.
Congratulations to Brian Sanderson.
That's a more cheery note. Absolutely.
There you go.
Congratulations to him. He was our winner today for the pair of FSU-Alabama tickets. And Brian, if you are listening, I have emailed you, my friend, so be sure to get back to me and we will get your information and get those tickets to you as soon as possible.
And the contest continues all week, of course, 5A, 5P. What you need to do, go to the app, News Radio Pensacola. Do it. And then when you do access the app page, it will be your registration form.
Yes.
To play in the contest. And Austin pulls the winner at 5:15. in the afternoon. These are choice tickets, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
We're talking FSU, Alabama. Game sold out.
Unsurprisingly.
So we got some good tickets for you. Hey, I want to drop this in real quickly. Tuesday, the Wahoos lost a heartbreaker on a late Lookouts homer 4-3. Wahoos now playing 500 ball with a season record of 60-60. Tonight, game two of the six-game series against the Chattanooga Lookouts. First pitch going out 6:05 tonight.
All righty, and Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice agreed to a six-game suspension. Multiple sources say the NFL and NFLPA finalized the suspension, which will take effect immediately. He was previously cleared to play in the Chiefs' first four games of the new season. His punishment stems from his recent sentencing in a Dallas County court following a high-speed car crash causing injury in 2024. He received 30 days in jail and 5 years probation per the court ruling.
Here's today's health news.
Well, a major pharmaceutical company says a new oral medication for diabetes management and weight loss could be on the horizon pretty soon to possibly replace the shot that has become so doggone popular. Eli Lilly, CEO David Ricks, says, according to these recent studies they've done, this is showing some really positive results.
We're announcing the results of a third study for the new oral GLP-1 drug. The chemical name is orforglipron. Patients in this study lost 23 pounds and improved their diabetes control.
And since we're talking about drugs here, the controversial drug ivermectin may soon be available in Texas without a prescription. A bill that would make it more easily available was passed today in the state house. It was pushed by State Representative Joanne Schaffner. Ivermectin came into the spotlight during COVID when some claimed that it prevented infections. That's been disputed in a number of high-quality trials, though. If passed, it would be treated like cold and flu drugs, which are sold at the pharmacy.
At Tuesday's Marathon Cabinet meeting, the Health and Human Services Secretary previewed a big announcement that really they're going to release this sometime next month. Jessica Rosenthal has a little bit more for you.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said they are planning to announce what they believe has caused an increase in autism.
We're finding certain interventions now that are clearly, almost certainly causing autism.
He said a mass study done in the 70s found one in every 10,000 children had autism. Now it's one out of every 31 children.
It's probably actually much worse than that because California, which has the best collection system, is reporting one out of every 19 children, American children, has autism, one in every 12.5 boys.
President Trump said he would like to attend a press conference next month with Kennedy when he addresses those findings. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Popular Hostess snack being pulled off those shelves. Good reason for that. Jeff Manasso has more.
Select Hostess Ding Dongs are part of a market withdrawal issued by J.M. Smucker Company due to the potential presence of mold. The voluntary recall affecting 2, 10, and 16-count packs of Ding Dongs with Best Buy dates ranging from August 30th through September 3rd, and with UPC numbers ending in 11061, 11092, and 01002. Consumers are advised not to consume the impacted Hostess Ding Dongs, to return the products to stores for a full refund or replacement. J.M. Smucker Company saying in a statement that it's committed to health and safety and that it apologizes for any inconvenience. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. A little bit of backups on the Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, but that is breaking up. Unfortunately, though, as you are continuing westbound, passing Windhaven Beach, heading towards Highway 87, we do have another wave of backups because of an accident that was recently reported. Also got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Outside of that, though, a lot of the other issues that have been giving us just some minor backups here and there. Hopefully shouldn't hold you up for much longer. As for your local weather, 86 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Thursday is going to be sunny, mostly clear, but we're going to see the temperatures drop on Friday and into Saturday because of some rainfall chances coming in.
Okay, different kind of a picture to lay out there for you about the national weather. Flooding risk for the west and the south as temperatures cool across the country, except in the northwest. Janice Dean's in with the latest Fox weather forecast.
Scattered showers and storms will bring the risk of heavy rain and flooding for parts of the West, including the Southwest, Great Basin, and then spreading into the Rockies, Plains, and Gulf Coast through Friday. There's also the risk of flash flooding for sections of the Mid-South. Meanwhile, above-average temperatures persist for the Northwest, while below-average temperatures are the big story for the rest of the country. Details at foxweather.com. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
President Trump wants your kids to learn to use AI, artificial intelligence, to solve some problems. Evan Brown has more on the report.
The White House announces the Presidential AI Challenge to American kids, encouraging them to use AI tech to solve challenges in their communities. The goal is to foster an understanding by kids of using AI productively and to do so in a way that is supervised by educators. There are categories based on age and grade level. Registration is open now through December, with state, regional, and national winners to be announced throughout next year. Rules, a challenge guidebook, and sample projects. Project ideas can be found at AI.gov. Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The Food and Drug Administration today approved a fresh round of COVID vaccines, but with a twist. There are new limits on who can get the shots. The agency has authorized the vaccine only for people at higher risk of severe illness, including people 65 and older and younger adults with certain underlying conditions that may put them at higher risk. NVIDIA is out with quarterly results that once again exceeded expectations. The chip giant posted an adjusted profit of $1.05 a share on revenue of $46.75 billion. Data center revenue up a sharp 56% year over year. It also issued a bullish revenue forecast for the current quarter. Despite all that, NVIDIA shares are down 2.25% in after hours trading. Meanwhile, AI software company Snowflake handily beat expectations with its results, sending shares of Snowflake up a sharp 13% in late trading. In regular action today, stocks ended slightly higher. The S&P 500 adding 15 points to notch a new high. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 548, News Radio 92.3. A Chinese doctor is charged with stealing U.S.-funded cancer research. Chris DeMio has the details on News Radio 92.3.
35-year-old Yunhai Li busted at a Texas airport on charges of trying to smuggle U.S.-funded cancer research back to his home country of China. Harris County prosecutors say Border Patrol discovered the confidential medical records on his laptop during an inspection ahead of his flight. Li reportedly was working on a vaccine to prevent breast cancer from spreading before uploading the research to a Chinese server on his computer. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, will be available in October for the 2026-27 academic year. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon touted President Trump's leadership as the reason for the earliest testing launch of the FAFSA form in history. The form was revamped under the Biden administration for the 24-25 year, and the launch date was pushed back from October to January. However, bugs and glitches caused the forms to be even further delayed, putting colleges and students in a tough spot.
Well, Elon is smiling this afternoon. SpaceX Starship deploys its first mock satellites into space after a series of setbacks. Christian Goodwin has more for you.
SpaceX launching its massive Starship rocket into space.
We lift up.
Cheers heard throughout the mission as the Super Heavy rocket booster splashed down in the Gulf and as Starship deployed its simulated or mock Starlink satellites into orbit, making its way back to Earth.
There's a splashdown.
Splashing down in the Indian Ocean. The flight comes after the company called off two earlier launches this week over ground system issues and weather. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the Powerball jackpot sits at $850 million for tonight's drawing. The jackpot is the sixth largest in the history of the game. Meanwhile, Friday's Mega Millions drawing has a jackpot of $277 million.
Nearly a dozen FBI whistleblowers reached settlements with the Justice Department on Tuesday. Carmen Roberts has an explanation.
The Justice Department agrees to lump sum payments for 10 FBI whistleblowers who reported what they believed was political weaponization within the Bureau. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley praised the decision, saying the whistleblowers faced severe financial and emotional hardship due to retaliation from the Biden administration. The whistleblowers, represented by the legal nonprofit Empower Oversight, had detailed alleged targeting and reprisals in a March letter to the FBI seeking to resolve the issue amicably. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Disney is suing Dish Network over several new packages offered by Sling TV. The internet TV service recently introduced passes that allow customers to pay for a week, weekend, or even just a single day of live TV. According to reports, Disney is now suing Dish Network, who owns Sling, claiming this violates Disney's programming distribution agreements. Let's see, just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of the roads and weather for you this hour, along with some pop culture and more frivolous headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know it's true. All I mean now. There's one thing, yes, one thing that turns this gray sky to blue.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Like ABC, fan ABC I'm talking about. Good track. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. It is 5:55. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Austin is taking a look at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, luckily not too much to dig into here. We do have a little bit of backup still on Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound. Coming from Windhaven Beach, traveling towards Highway 87, there was an accident reported there, but it looks like a lot of the congestion has cleared out rather swiftly. As for your weather, sitting at around 86 degrees, going to be a low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear, just like today was. High of 91, low of 73, but as we get into Friday and Saturday, we're going to see the highs dip down below 90 degrees. That is because of some rainfall chances coming in.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Delta Airlines passenger alleging violence from a flight attendant. This could be interesting. Sue Guzman has the report.
A Georgia man who claims he was slapped in the face by a flight attendant in front of his kids, threatening to sue the airline for $20 million, demanding airline workers undergo sensitivity training. Attorneys for Mohammed Shibli, a Palestinian Muslim, announcing the lawsuit Tuesday after the alleged incident on a recent flight from Atlanta to Fresno, California. Started when Shibli asked a flight attendant for water for his crying child. When she didn't provide it, he got it from another crew member. Words were later exchanged with the original flight attendant, resulting in the alleged slap. Delta says a crew member has been suspended while it investigates. Sue Gossman, Fox News.
Well, that's why you don't hit people. Elizabeth Banks set to star as Karen Reed in a new limited series for Prime Video. Reed was charged with second-degree murder by authorities who said she intentionally hit her Boston police officer boyfriend in Canton, Massachusetts in January of 2022. The Prime Video series will be based on the Law & Order and Wondery podcast Karen, which chronicled the high-profile murder case. This is the second scripted project about the Reed trial that is now in the works. Reed was found not guilty of murder earlier this year.
Well, the police's sting has been stung by a lawsuit from former bandmates. Get the play on words there.
Oh, I got it.
All right, here's Michelle Polino.
Sting is facing a lawsuit from his former police bandmates over missing royalties on their biggest hit. According to reports, guitarist Andy Summers and drummer Stuart Copeland have filed a high court writ in London against the 73-year-old singer over the 1983 classic Every Breath You Take. Sting, who earns an estimated $740,000 a year from the song, is accused of cutting his bandmates out of songwriting credits, according to The Sun. Negotiations for an out-of-court settlement broke down, and Summers and Copeland decided there was no alternative than court. They say they are owed millions in lost royalties. The song is the fifth best-selling song of the 1980s. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I understand why they would be feeling stymied if they actually did help with that, with writing that song or whatever, and they're not getting their
Andy Summers,
due praises.
I had a chance to meet with him at a book signing event in New Orleans down on Canal Street. And pretty talented guy, not just a band member, but pretty good writer as well.
Iconic song. And rapper Lil Nas X speaking out after his arrest in Los Angeles. The rapper, whose real name is Montero Hill, posted a video on social media yesterday recalling his experience of being arrested and going to jail. On Monday, he pleaded not guilty to four felony counts, three of which are for battery, including injury on a police officer. He's out of jail on bond.
Well, the Venice Film Fest opening up today. Tanya J. Powers has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Film lovers attending the Venice Film Festival are getting an early look at movies that could show up on Oscar shortlists next year. Those getting early buzz include J. Kelly, starring George Clooney, Adam Sandler, and Laura Dern, After the Hunt, with Andrew Garfield and Julia Roberts, and Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. The festival, which runs through September 6th, could generate some headlines, and not just for its films. Last weekend, hundreds of Italian filmmakers and artists signed an open letter calling on the festival to, quote, take a clear stand against what they describe as genocide and ethnic cleansing by the Israeli government in Gaza. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The D.C. sandwich thrower won't be facing a felony charge after all. Jill Nato says the latest on the man caught on video throwing a sub at a Customs and Border Protection agent. Well, he got off lucky.
Sources say a grand jury's decided there won't be a felony indictment against Sean Charles Don after he was busted for throwing a sandwich at a federal agent in Washington. A video of the incident went viral showing Don shouting, "Why are you here? I don't want you in my city." Soon after, he was fired from his job at the criminal division of the DOJ. Don, apparently angry over the buildup of federal agents in D.C. ordered by President Trump. No comment yet from the U.S. Attorney's Office or Dunn's lawyer. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.